Norman Lear has been a keen observer of American life and attitudes about as long as anyone. He's 96 years old. More than 45 years ago, he created some of the most iconic sitcoms in American TV history, All in the Family, The Jeffersons, One Day at a Time, and Maude. At one time, he had 9 programs on the air. They were funny, and they were powerful. Take All in the Family.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
The man of the house was Archie Bunker. He liked his easy chair at his home in Queens. He liked a cigar and white people. He didn't like blacks, or Japs as he called them, and certainly not gay people. So he wasn't happy when his son-in-law Mike once invited a friend over to the house for lunch.
Just because a guy is sensitive and he's an intellectual and he wears glasses, you make him out a queer.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a queer. A guy who wears glasses is a four-eyes. A guy who's a fag is a queer.
Norman Lear navigated the tough terrain of making Americans laugh at the show and squirm at the same time. The programs dealt with Americans' divided attitudes about race and religion, gender, immigration, and war. We spoke to him in Boston last week. He said the caustic conversations in his shows were inspired by the typical talk at home when he was growing up.
Oh, yeah. My family lived at the end of their nerves and the top of their lungs about anything. What? Gert is coming? She didn't come to the wedding 22 years ago, and now she's coming? That was my life. Oh, and that could have been something heavily political also, but it was largely in the small fish area.
When you dealt so openly through Archie Bunker and All in the Family with racism, I mean, there's racist utterances coming from him in every program. Obviously, you trusted that the audience would get that, that the audience would react appropriately?
I had no doubt the audience would get that.
Why? How did you know that? That was a very volatile time.
Because what you could hear in the schoolyard was every bit as rough or tough or unusual daily. And what we did was no tougher, rougher, or less ordinary than that, or more ordinary.
One of the issues that is consuming many Americans right now is the issue of sexual assault, and not just because of the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, but also because of the Me Too movement. You tackled this head-on quite strikingly, you and the writers for All in the Family. There was an episode in, I think it was 1973, where the daughter in All in the Family, played by Sally Struthers, was assaulted.
I was so frightened, you see, and, well, he dragged me behind the wood there, and he put a scarf or something in my mouth so that I couldn't scream, and then I felt my clothes tearing and his hands on me, and then I passed out, and when I came to, he was gone.
That's all right.
Then in another episode later, a lengthy episode, Jean Stapleton herself was assaulted in their home, in the family home.
That really, I haven't thought about this, connects with what is going on today. We had the episode in which she was, the attempted rape took place and her escape from it and everything else. The audience went wild at the finish of that show.
The reaction was so strong, Lear told us, that he and his show's producers felt compelled to do a follow-up program.
The reactions of others, especially males, to a woman who'd been in that situation, it was like they felt she was dirty. Archie had to get over feeling that his wife had been with another man.
You dealt with it with a scene where Archie at one point hugs Edith to say, things are okay, I love you, I respect you still. That was a live audience that was responding, which was a first for the time. But you, the writers, mixed some comedic lines in there, like the person who is assaulting Edith says, you smell good, and she says, it's Lemon Pledge. I mean, it's a comedy show, so that's why there's comedy in there. But how did that help what you were doing when you were conveying such a...
I think it made it more human. I've never seen a moment, I've never lived a moment where I didn't see humor. You know, I remember standing at a gravesite and the woman, the wife of the body going down, evidently had to scratch her ass And she did. And I'm standing behind, and I see this, and how do you not smile? How do you not understand human nature is such, life is such, there's a laugh to be found anywhere.
Do you think the meaning's greater because people are laughing 1 minute and horrified the next when they watch episodes like those?
I think laughter helps. I'm confident that laughter has added time to my life.
Norman Lear, thank you.
Esther Margolis, thank you.
Esther Margolis. It's Lisa Mullins. Close enough. 96-year-old writer-producer Norman Lear. He was in Boston, where he was honored last week by the school he attended, Emerson College.